Welcome to the Property Elite podcast. I'll be your host, Jen Lehman, chartered surveyor and co-founder of Property Elite. Stay tuned each week for more on industry hot topics, market updates, and new RICS guidance. In this week's podcast, I take a look at spray foam insulation and what you need to know about it as a residential surveyor. This is essential reading for all APC and associate RICS candidates dealing with residential property or mixed-use property with a residential element, particularly relating to the building pathology, inspection, loan security valuation and valuation competencies. It's also vitally important knowledge if you're looking to purchase a residential property yourself. After listening to this podcast, we recommend reading the related RICS Consumer Guide and Inspection Protocol available through the PCA for Building Professionals. When reading these, please ensure you read the caveats and scope of each document. So, what is spray foam insulation? We currently live in a climate of rising energy costs, price inflation, and the government's 2050 net zero target. This has led to many homeowners considering how to make their homes more energy efficient, creating more comfortable living conditions and reducing energy usage. Insulation, where specified and installed correctly, such as loft insulation using mineral wool rolls, can be an excellent way to achieve these aims. Part L of the Building Regulations, which was updated in 2022, provides the minimum standards for U values for insulation in new and existing dwellings. However, some retrofit insulation measures used to improve the insulation performance of an existing dwelling can be problematic. Historically, issues have been seen with poorly installed cavity wall insulation and urea formaldehyde foam insulation, which was common in the 1970s and 1980s. Currently, there are diverse views about spray polyurethane foam SPF insulation, also known as spray foam. It is sprayed using a gun to the underside of roofs, walls, and floors. Where applied, it changes the construction, performance, and functionality of the roof from a cold roof, where the insulation is above the ceiling, retaining warmth in the rooms below, to a hybrid roof, where the insulation is at roof level, retaining warmth in the loft space. We should call this the warm space type so as not to confuse this with the warm roof deck principles of flat roof construction. Now I'd recommend you head to our blog on our website where we put one of the RICS's diagrams from the consumer guide detailing the differences between cold and warm roofs. Lofts are generally just roof voids unless they've been converted to usable living space, so they have no requirement to be heated. This means that spray foam insulation is generally not required, and better insulating properties and reduced capital costs could be achieved by just installing thicker mineral wool loft insulation. The key issues relating to the use of spray foam insulation are where it is not specified, designed, or installed in accordance with the details in the certified test document, or they are applied to a roof that is already in poor condition. So what are some of these key issues? Firstly, when applied to the underside of a roof, it completely obstructs physical and visual inspection of the underside of the roof covering. This can mean that any leaks due to roof defects may not be apparent, which could lead to exacerbating conditions to vulnerable parts of a roof. As discussed above, the installation of spray foam insulation creates a warm roof space where heat is retained in the roof space. Professional pre-installation design is necessary to reduce the condensation risk. This will include a clear and detailed understanding of the product specification and installation requirements. Such measures can include not applying spray foam insulation directly to the underside of non-permeable membranes or installing sufficient ventilation channels behind the spray foam to reduce the risk of condensation. The whole energy performance of a roof with ceiling-placed insulation needs to be considered. It may be as cost-effective to add more layers to existing insulation, although, of course, mineral wool insulation does take up more room within the roof. In some designs, the ceiling insulation may have to be removed. Seeking specialist advice on energy performance insulation options from an energy consultant is always recommended. Where spray foam insulation cannot be reasonably identified as being correctly installed on visual inspection by a surveyor, its removal can be extremely disruptive and costly. So how can a surveyor inspect a property diligently where spray foam insulation is installed? Surveyors should read the PCA inspection protocol stages and apply this in their inspection process. This provides guidance on recording observations, knowledge, assumptions, evidence, opinions, and conclusions. Background reading from manufacturers will be necessary as well. We also recommend seeking sufficient installation paperwork and warranties to draw a reasoned conclusion. So, how can spray foam insulation affect the value of a property? Many mortgage lenders have yet to clarify their position, and those who have are asking for very strict paperwork trails. The spray foam industry is looking to develop industry-wide auditable contractors and insulation documents, but so far there is limited availability of this within the industry. The protocol accepts that surveyors and visual inspections are unlikely to be able to assess compliance, and that a paperwork trail is the only acceptable route to risk assessment on all types of spray foam installations. Surveyors need to be aware of the differences between closed cell and open cell spray foam. Open cell spray foam insulation is designed to be more vapor permeable to control vapor migration and contain condensation risk parameters. Closed cell is mainly designed to consolidate older roofs with spalling tiles to extend their performance. But this could, of course, imply that the roof is already at the end of its anticipated design life. Surveyors undertaking mortgage valuations will need to be aware of the Joint Industry Inspection Protocol, be competent in inspecting properties with spray foam insulation installed, be aware of the changes to secure lending guidance, and know how to use the protocol to build reasoned conclusions. This may mean that properties with correctly installed spray foam insulation may not need to be declined or have their value reduced. Thanks for listening to the Property Elite podcast this week. Head to our website to check out our full blog, free and paid support resources and services, free consultation for every single RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidate, and also ask us any questions you have via the website chat blog. See you next week.